One of the most misunderstood aspects of salvation mentioned in the Apostles' Creed is the resurrection of the body. Many Christians mistakenly believe that we will spend eternity as disembodied spirits. But Scripture insists that we will ultimately be resurrected in physical bodies. So, what will our glorified bodies be like?
We've grown up to think about heaven as a place where you go when you die. Somehow your soul goes to be there. We forget that the image of the Scripture is that somehow redemption is just as much physical as it is spiritual, that our bodies will be resurrected even as our souls are renewed and made perfect in Christ. Our bodies will be redeemed. So the new heaven, the new earth, will be similar to this heaven or this earth in the sense that we're going to have a physical kind of existence. It's going to be physical, just as much as Jesus' resurrected body is physical. I don't think it means there are going to be literally streets of gold necessarily, or gates made of pearl. That sort of imagery is given to us to say it's so beautiful. Whatever we can say beautifully about it, it's going to be that and more. But it's going to be a physical kind of redemption. That means we ought to take our physical bodies and all of creation very seriously. That's important to God. How will it be different? It will be different in this sense. If you take Jesus' resurrected body, for instance, as an example, that resurrected body can do things as a human physical body that I can't do, or even Jesus prior to the resurrection could not do. He could not walk through walls or appear. He didn't ascend into heaven bodily until after the resurrection. So our physical existence will have a different component to it, but what will be most different about the new earth will be this. God will be absolutely, unavoidably, and unmistakably the Lord over all things. He will be there present in a personal way that we can't even imagine now. I think that's the beauty of it all. Not how wonderful it'll be, not how suffering will be undone, but we will be there in the presence of God perfectly.
Our bodies will be similar to the bodies we have now. There'll be continuity between our physical bodies now and our physical bodies then. They'll be different. Those bodies will be immortal, Paul says, and they will be able to live an immortal existence, so they won't be subject to death and corruption. That's the way Jesus' body was when he rose from the dead, and the gospel's accounts of Jesus' resurrection and the way his body functioned and appeared tell us a bit about what our life will be like one day when we too are raised physically from the dead. That has a very important theological ramification or implication that goes along with it. If our bodies, our physical bodies, are important and will exist eternally, then we need to be very careful what we do with our bodies now. And Paul makes that point very clear to the Corinthians, who are not using their bodies in ways that glorify God. And so one of the things Paul wants to do when he answers the Corinthians' questions about the resurrection in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 is to describe to them that our raised bodies, the eternal nature of our bodies, means that we need to be careful how we live in our bodies now.
Physical matter is created and can be destroyed. It's not eternal. But God can change physical matter into something new, something permanent. Our bodies will die, but the corruptible will become the incorruptible. The weak will become strong. The earthly will become heavenly. The shameful will become honorable. Those belonging to the dust will become holy. This kind of renewal is God's revelation of his great power over all physical matter, such that the arrival of the new heavens and the new earth replaces the old, and the change in the heavens and the earth is the completion of God's promise. I believe there will be continuity between the two.
The book of Revelation conveys the idea that everything that's good in this world will be present in heaven, except better, the new heavens and new earth. That's sometimes called the way of eminence. So there will be light all the time, and life all the time, and purity and joy all the time. Everything we have here, more and always. And then there's the way of negation, that is to say, everything that is not good will be gone. There'll be no more tears, no more pain, no more death, no more crying. All those things will be gone. Now, continuity, well, we'll have bodies, for example. Hard to conceive exactly how that'll work. Certainly no one would want to always be the age they were when they died. For a long time, people have guessed that maybe everybody will always be 30 years old. At the height of their powers, body's not breaking down, mind's not failing us in any way, and yet maybe old enough to have a little experience. And so people make guesses as to what that would allow us to do. One of the things we know will still be in heaven is food and stomachs. Not the stomach as the instrument of overindulgence or deranged desires, but the stomach as that which enjoys feasts and meals and festivity with friends. Somebody once asked this question. It was a four-year-old boy. He asked his mother this question. It's a true question. Mommy, will there be pears in heaven? He liked pears, obviously. And the mother wisely said, son, if you want pears, there will be pears. Meaning that not only will everything there be good, but everything that we want will be a good desire. Let me say it a different way. A student of mine once asked me, he was a very talented and gifted volleyball player, and he loved the game, and he said to me, Dr. Doriani, will there be volleyball in heaven? I said, well, that's a great question. I think there will be physical activity in heaven, but what would a volleyball game be like? Let's see, it would start, since we have perfect bodies, with a perfect jump serve, screaming low over the net into the corner, but of course, the defense is perfect too. And so someone dives and digs, and then a magnificent set and a thunderous spike, which of course is blocked by the perfect defense, and would be trickling just over the net for a sure winner, but somebody else dives and digs and spikes again. And then after about 714 years, the players say, man, that was a good point. Now the idea is, there will be continuity with everything that's good and blessed and yet heightened. Discontinuity, harder to understand, except that all sin, all brokenness, all failed desires, all egotism, all those things will be gone because we'll have the light of God, the light of the Lamb, and purified desires as well as heart and mind and body.